what did the prophet say? And we believe T.B. Joshua is a prophet. Amen. Last week I told you that it's amazing that no prophet prophesied exactly what was going to happen. Only T.B. Joshua many years ago said that there will come a year, and last year, December, he said 2020 is going to be a year of what? Humbling. A year of humbling. Amen. Okay. And I said that it is amazing that nobody said it, even major prophets like that's very sensitive. Like Major One Mushiri, Shepherd Mushiri, even he never said anything. Amen. So in the book of James then, if we go to the book of James chapter 4, and we read that. But he giveth more grace, verse 6. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to
the humble.
No, but mark what he didn't, eh? Because grace is God's goodness, amen, God's liberality, God's pleasure. God's goedheid wat op jou kom. Nou, dan maak ik dus zomaar daarom reeds een vraag. Why is it that I'm not fully blessed like I should be blessed? Then maybe it's already there, is a problem already there, that I have a proud or pride problem, no? That the church is struggling with what? Being humble. Amen. And then verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Now, notice there, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He says, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double minded. So we said a lot of things. That humble people cleanses their hearts, their hands, and purify their hearts. And they are single-minded. And gedagtenis is net op God. So there's a lot of characteristics about humble people. Amen? We said again that they have no problem to draw near to God by cleansing their hands, by purifying their hearts, by weeping before God. Amen? Notice verse 10 again brings it up. He said, if you are humble, you'll be doing those things. And by the time you get to verse 10, he says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And then he goes on to tell you what else must you do if you say you're humble. Speak not evil one of another. Open and amends a proud. He that speaketh evil of the brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if the judge the law, thou art not the doer of the law, but the judge. Amen. So, a humble person will not speak about other people, will not speak evil. But we will, if you, I'm going to say something that's very strong, a humble person will correct you when you're wrong. Amen? That's not speaking evil of somebody, isn't that true? That's correcting somebody. The Bible tells us to correct one another. Amen? So let me folk with it. So humbleness is not weakness. And humbleness is not sadness. So we're gonna just continue in that vein. So that's come the Lord and Zahar reads sin. Humble people, before they come into the presence of the Lord, they make sure that they are clean. They are pure. They make sure that they have nothing in them that is a what's name to God. Amen? That is evil before God. Darum, you'll notice people that weep and cry before God gets God's attention quicker. Because they realize I'm in front of a holy God. And it's only that song that's spilled, it's given. Because they're coming to where? To a holy God. And that's why it says, they weep and cry. Others are clean them. Even if it's a small thing that went wrong in them, they will weep before God and say, Lord, I'm so sorry. Because they know their Father is a holy Father. Amen. Dat zal niks wegsteek van God af. En the big thing, like I said, pride, when you speak about somebody else, it means that you think you're better than somebody else. When you judge somebody else, it means you think you're better than somebody else. That means you're proud. That means you're not humble. So James is very spot on. What's it mean? He's spot on about humbleness. And so we've learned all this in last week. So let's go this evening to the book of Philippians. I read yesterday and I said we'll get back to it. We didn't get back to it yesterday. Philippians 2, the humbleness of our Savior Jesus Christ. That Jesus teaches us how to humble ourselves. And again, look at this is now the characteristics of a humble person still continuing. Is that means, verse 7, even though you might be somebody wonderful and powerful, even though you might have money and stuff, but if you are a humble person, you will still make yourself of what? No reputation. There's something who will dump on yourself, of honor will dump on yourself. You might yourself the minister. It says he made himself of no reputation. The second characteristics of a humble person is they serve. They serve. Did you notice how proud is the church? Die plek so vol gewees het, was daar echte dienaars van God. So the church has a pride problem, isn't it? If they really serve God, people will be here. So, humble people are servants. They've got no problem to serve somebody. Remember I said to you last week, they've got no problem to wash your feet. Amen. That's what Jesus said, remember? He says, I'm your master, and it's right, I'm your master, but look what am I doing, I'm serving you. To vassel futa, the disciples of futa. No problem to serve. And this every factor is so deep, that ek glo nie, if you're really interested in being humble, you will listen, take note, and you will go and say, Lord, am I this type of person? Dinek. Do I serve? And listen, servanthood, you must ask yourself the question, what is your motive? Why do you do it? Adoyola, David's son, who got killed, who wanted to take over the kingship, wanted to take over from David's throne. Hy het vriende gemaak. And it was false. His motives were wrong. Amen? Hy wil aangegaan dat hy is a wonderlijke goeie persoon. But his motives were wrong. Why do you do it? Why are you nice to people? Sometimes people are nice to you for what they can get out of you. Sometimes people are nice because of power. They want to gain power. And they took your vote. But a humble person doesn't want anything in return. It's just in his nature or her nature to serve. That's not a problem of the deal. Amen. Ooh, I get soos ons nou so spit of dik soos hulle sê, we will find out ooh, jylle, ek moet nou myself nou leggelik, nee. Ek is baie ver van wat die Bible sê, wat ek moet wees. Okay. So, the humble person then doesn't worry, as iemand die reputatie het, hulle kan jou vloek, en het as jy eendag kry dit men, jy dink jy is wonderlik. Ja, we all are there. As nie, as iemand jou nonsense vertel en vloek, jy seer. But the person of no reputation, it doesn't bother you. Persecution doesn't bother you. When people tell you nonsense, it doesn't bother you. Jy is nog nie verder, jy bid nog verder. Amen. You saw what they did to Stephen, they stoned him and everything. He said, Lord, hold not this son against him. He had not further teruggevloek and said, Jylle sal sien, Jylle gaan allemaal gebraaid word, Jylle gaan hell toe. He didn't do that. Even Jesus, when he was slept around, he never threatened them, never said any bad thing. They spat on him. He didn't say anything. Amen. So if you've got that reputation, yeah. Die mens wat so gauw kwaad word. As jy net so bietjie ondermyn hulle dan raak kwaad. You must know hulle is nog vol van hulle selfs. That's why some of us can't handle rejection. Because you're still full of yourself. As iemand 'n gesig getrek het of iets snaaks van jou gesê het, ooh, die hele is los. Some people get crushed just because you say something ugly about them. As a Christian, you've got to grow to the place where there's no reputation. And so let's go back to the servant who does. As a Christian, you've got to grow to the place where you can serve anybody. Moenie vir mense, jy weet, Paul says a few times that we must not be respected of persons, and even our Lord and Savior said it, amen. By your net, as jy sien mense het geld, vir hulle kan jy dien, miskien sal hulle net iets gee. You must be able to serve even the poor, who can't give nothing back to you. Amen. Are you able to do that? Amen. Can you serve? It says, and humble himself, and look here, it goes on in verse 8, and became obedient. So, yes, very big character of a humble person. They obey. They're obedient. The test of a humble person is obedience. That's why Bible at the time in Exodus says that there was no humble person on the earth like Moses. Because he did everything that the Lord told him to do. Obedience is the biggest thing about humble person, because when you tell them or ask them something, they do it. Amen. Das nie gesigtrekkery, slap arms en slap voete. They obey because they are humble. Did you notice it said, we read there in James, it said, submit yourselves unto God. Submit. Amen. And that's why, because a humble person submits to God and obeys, they've got faith. Their lives is totally in the hands of God. That's why a humble person don't care what you say or what you do, because they've given themselves totally to the Lord. We understand that statement. They've got no problem. No problem. They've got faith. They know God will take care of them. Al doen jy wat jy nou so lank hulle weet, ek is reg met God. And that's how I want to say. To submit to God and to obey God. But now, how many people know, God gaan nie met jou elke dag praat en sê, die is wat jy moet doen vandag met diens en met meer. Servants get tested through other people, through leaders. This is why black people's churches grow, because when they pass the talk, they immediately do. They listen and they go and do. That's why black churches grow. Hy weet nie, ons glo ons kom reg. Amen. Thank God for the few people, met die handvol in die city, so is dit nie waar, wat luister en doen. Die ander mense, ek preek vir die verkeerde mense, hulle is nie hier. Hulle wil nie hoor wat het jy om te sê. So this is why the prophet did say that in this year 2020 it will be a year of humbling. He never even spoke about the disease. But did you notice there's two things that makes you humble quickly? As you need geld hebt, and as you seek us. Two things that's going up on throughout the world that maak dat die mense orans verklein is when there's no money, and there's no money, how many people know what that means? No food. That's nuts. Either you're going to fight or you're going to turn to God for help. Amen? And sickness. I said to the people last week that, did you notice on TV the WHO big guy And many other political leaders kept saying the same words. We are humbled by this virus. Because they've got no solutions. They've got no answers. The virus humbled them. Amen. It will make them turn that they must pray. I only saw only one nation put it on Al Jazeera and on our TV. It was Malawi. They had a day of prayer. Amen. I hardly saw America have a day of prayer or any European country. South Africa, die gelowiges het gebed. The South African Council of Churches had a prayer, but the government never announced it. It never came on the TV. They never put it on TV. And it was on top. Oh, TV 1, 2, and 3 consider it and say, the nation is praying. I believe by now a problem will have been solved. Amen. It will show that they humbled themselves. It will show that they humbled themselves. Maybe one TV, one or two, and it's not so good. But it was never advertised. Okay, so we go on there. It says he humbled himself and became obedient. Now a humble person becomes obedient. Even unto death, the death of the cross. And that is tough, huh? So here's another thing about obedience. Before I get to obedience, remember, why did Jesus obey? Because the Father asked him to do something. To do the right thing. Remember, he had a choice in the garden. Isn't that true? He said, Father, take away this cup. But not my will. Thy will be done. So here's the thing also about obedience and humbleness. A humble person will always do the right thing. Always choose what is right. Amen? As mense skinder in the kerk en hulle probleme veroorsaak, a humble person won't go with them. A humble person in here, can you stand here with him? And it's verkeerd. The word says, vrede maak en nie beklei. And you know, the humble person will go back to what is right. Jesus, in the garden, decided, nevertheless, not my will, Father, your will be done. Right there at that time, you will do the right thing. So a humble person does the right thing. He does not get influenced by other people. And a man says, tell me what I'm doing. I do what I in the word of God. Amen? You word is not such a doofus. You can't be the flow. You do what is right. As men say, what's going on? They say, no, my brother, no, my sister. This is not right. It's not the right thing. Why? Because a humble person does what is right. Well, always what is right. He's obedient to what is truth, obedient to what is right. And Jesus obeyed. Even the death, no matter how ugly that death seemed, al gaan jy nie weer vriende hê nie, want jy wil nie saam met hulle staan. You will sacrifice that way. Amen. Why? Because you are totally submitted to God. And then finishing off here, it says here, even the death unto the cross, hallelujah. And here's the thing about humble people. They act. Did Jesus go to the cross? Yes. He died. He didn't say, I verspoor my mind, ek het 'n fout gemaak. Ek gaan nie weer daardie goed doen, preek en so aan. Hy man, dan los my eie wete. He didn't make excuses. He acted. So humble people are not docile people that sit and say it like the other. They get up and act, they do things. Amen? Sometimes people have an idea or a vision that a humble person sits the whole day and contemplates his neighbor. He gets a daar so jou lach and homself say that. So wat gaan aan sien die ek is bezig om myself humble te hou? A humble person acts or do things. So these characteristics stands out in the humble person. Isn't that true? And here's the thing also. Let's go on with some things that we need to see also. Even though God highly exalted Jesus and gave him a name, what did Jesus do? He took the name and gave it to us. He said, take my name. The humbleness still continued even though he was exalted. Amen. So when we continue, we as God's people, through humbleness will make you realize. And that is our also call, the Christian. Was it me for Jesus? So it me here for Jesus. And a true Christian humbleness is you are dear Jesus, you are dear God the Father. Daarom sal jy altyd op jou knieën val. That is the reason for your humbleness. That Jesus, I was worth nothing. Amen. Ek het niks verdien. En Jesus kom en sterf vir my. Ek wat veel was met sonde, onrein. Ek wat niks verdien het. Jesus kom. That's the power of your obedience. Is that I never, ever, there was nothing that I could get rewarded for. That's not what ek gedoen het. And so our obedience should be of a high quality obedience. Want Jesus het vir my gesterf, even though I did not deserve it. Shouldn't I be falling on my knees more than ever? Shouldn't I? Luister mooi. Because of what he did, my obedience goes on a higher level of respect. Eer. Hallelujah. I am here. I do it because I love him. I bow before him because he's worthy. Not me. People of pride they're too self-conscious om vir die Here te sing, om vir die Here te skree, om op hulle knieë te val. Because they're too self-conscious. Dat maybe is nog vol van jou self. And so the power of Christian obedience is in the knowledge of what Jesus did for me. Hallelujah. That is why that lay. If you want to really get to the true obedience of a Christian, I go back and say, Lord, I was not worthy. You died for me. You suffered for me. Oh, I will kneel down and worship you and praise you all the days of my life. You will always give him the glory. As goeie dinge by jou gebeur, jy gee die Here altyd die eer. Always give him the honor. That is the humbleness of a Christian. Amen. Al kom pet en pijn mense, sê, jy het kwaai gepreek, jy kan bid my sister na, jy sê, to God be the glory. That is the high respect and honor of humbleness of a Christian. Die eer gaan altyd terug na God. Hallelujah. You will always worship and praise him. You will never be ashamed of him. Hallelujah. That's where you get your power to humble yourself. And guess what? It will be always tied to love. Because if you notice when two people love each other, humbleness is automatic. As a man said, my friend, maak my tea. That's niks gemeler en sê, hey, maak my tea, wat gaan aan jou leiding? Because of love, that person will just go. There's no, there's nie iets zwaar om te gaan doen. You understand what I'm saying? This is why humbleness, the power of humbleness, we will never, God don't want you to serve him met a lang arm. En jou voete sleep en alles wat jy doen. Oh, so zwaar om die Here te dien. Die Here soek dit nie. Amen. we do it. Humbleness makes you do things for God. Asking no questions. I obey. I do it because I love Him. The power of Christian humbleness is right there. Amen. And that's why God highly exalted him and gave him a name. And what do we do with Jesus now? He gives us the name.
Amen.
He gives us the power. He gives us the name. Jesus' humbleness continues even though he was lifted up high. He comes here us now, say now. And Jesus was not afraid of other people's success. What did Jesus say in the book of Johannes 15? He says, and greater works will you do. In other words, you have a greater work than what I have done. That means what? Miracles and healings. I mean, Jesus never preached to a million people. Rainer Bonker preached to a million people. He's not scared to share success. Do you know how much people we had that came, that took, they used the church's name, and then they went off. They got themselves puppies, stoves, and stuff. What was the problem? The kerk moet die eer kry nie. Ons moet die eer kry. Ram off with the puppies, ram off with the stoves or gas tanks and stuff. I'm speaking about many years ago. Over the years, why could this church not do any projects or finish any projects? Because you put it in people's hands and they ran away because they wanted the honor and the glory. Thank God. If you cannot be trusted, these things I cannot trust them with bigger stuff. But that has an inheritance me. God will put things in your hands. A humble person comes back and gives God the glory. Gee God die eer. Moenie goed gaan skelm doen nie. En sorteer. Bring the glory back. Kom getuig iets wat die Here gedoen. Bring it back to His church. Let Him receive the glory. Let him receive the honor. Hallelujah. So therefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name, that at the name every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Amen. And Jesus gee vir ons die eer om die naam te gebruik. Hallelujah. So you see, there is no end to how deep humbleness can go. Even when Jesus was exalted, even the day when you maybe become rich, kom terug na die Here toe. Kom gee hom die eer. Hallelujah. Come give him the honor. Die pastoor gaan dit nie kry. Dis vir die Here. There's something wrong, and I'm sorry to say to the colored people. And I like ear. Oh, they love honor. That's why they get no honor. Because they will run away, go start their own churches, and do their own little things. But why? They will get money and they won't come back and say, yeah. Never say any ali here. Except buyer had a problem at Wachmut. Amen. They got a big problem. So this is why God is humbling the world today. Humbling Christians. Guys that buy help child skill get rid of. And God told him, go bless a certain church, or go buy this thing for the church, and so on. And the first one will not do it, and that's the problem with that. And that's what we have to do to make. Amen. Today, they find out, my trust was not in the Lord, my trust was in my business, my trust was in people. So, the story from yourself, to humble yourself, and it says you humble yourself. To humble yourself. In prayer, I can't say, Muni, let the devil your dear master word. What's happening now is a virus is teaching people to humble themselves because they didn't want to humble when God told them to humble themselves. So what we've got to do now is increase our praise. We've got to learn to humble ourselves again. Amen? But you do that tonight, we again spend 15 minutes to humble ourselves. You know, and I share now a prayer secret that I used in the felt many times when I was alone. The first thing I would do when I get into a felt was praise the Lord loudly. That sonic heart and the clear heart. And before I know it, I fall out. Because a broken heart and a contrite spirit is the sacrifices God wants.
Amen.
Amen. That you never ever reach a place where you think you are wonderful. Every time you must go to pray, you must know, I need God. Sonder God kan ek niks reg kry. Amen. En ek sal sien hoe vinnig kom die salwing op jou. Halleluja. God will come. That's why it says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Then resist the devil. And he will. And it says later on there we saw James. And he will exalt you. That's how he will open. He will lift you up. No. I can't let you praise the Lord. I can't force you to shout praises to the Lord. Amen. Whatever way God leads you tonight, even to humble yourself. Amen. Don't let pride stand in your way. Don't let your hurts, your problems with other people stand in your way. Amen. Don't let money stand in your way. You heard me. Get me here, you don't need a rat, don't not in the press. Just go praise the Lord. Just go worship the Lord. Verneder yourself. Hallelujah. If we can learn to humble ourselves, I believe 2020 can still be a bumper year. A goeie year. Hallelujah. Now listen, it says, then you resist the devil, and he will flee. Amen. Gister waar ons was, gister oggend toe, bid ons bietjie die duivel, is dit nie waar? En jy sê vir die Here, ek het eers geld in my hart te sny. I said also, Lord, I need breaks and stuff. Toe die Here my daar 'n bietjie nog saad gegee. In 'n restaurant kom iemand wat ek nie regtig ken. Hy sê vir ons, ek sien vir Pastor Craig. Kom met sy vrou en sy geld in my hand. Ek ken die oor en probeer dan, wie is Jay, man? Ek ken nie eens jou naam, ja, dis my slamse restaurant. Hy was net slamse. Ek denk, daar ook het sy vrou en ons alleen, saam met iemand, saam met sy vriend, vriende, was die enigste christene in die restaurant. Sal die Heere jou nou daar sit, so dat iemand jou daarom saad kom geef. Remember I said yesterday, take in the offering, Lord, teach us again to give. Why? We humbled ourselves and said, Lord, we have lost, we don't know how to give anymore. So that's by your areas, by yourself, verbeerder. Waar verbeerder daar, as jy getrouwd is, bykie daar, jou huwelik, bykie verbeerder. In a relationship for me, that is it, you just got to humble yourself somewhere. Ek weet nie waar moet jy yourself nog. That way, some must humble themselves with money. And as paar mense geld kry, I think it was coffee apples. Is it waar nie? Dat is verskeie plekke waar jy yourself moet vind. Nee, some of us must admit, here I get me geld. Ek vertrouw u. Ek gaan ophou. Heel man, so daar. Wat is die dag? Hoeveel jaar nog?
humble myself tonight, scratch again in your life. Amen. Collect the symbol. Gelijk ik mensen moet me prijs. Als ik onderschof met mensen, where must you humble yourself? Luisterlijk, niet zo goed, jylle. Luisterlijk ooit naar die pastoor om zielen te doen. En ga ik ooit naar homself toe en al die dingen. As I humble myself in the church, nou krap ik me mee. Do I humble myself every day in prayer? Amen. Waar moet ik mezelf vernederen? If I can't humble before God, I'll never be able to humble anywhere else. Is it not right? I can't humble myself before God. Well, I'll never humble myself before anybody else. Amen. Like, anyway, our time is up because that's me here, but they both said it. Because there's some things which you say, don't cast your pearls before swine. That's better by you. Knee yourself and familiar. Amen. Let's stand.